Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the program. I was traveling in Virginia and wasn't, we weren't in studio. So we were broadcasting out of WRVA. We were out there for the Politics and Pints event and it was all good fun. I had a great time talking with everybody out there. We had really lively conversation. It was great. So now we're back in studio and we've got technical difficulties out the backside. So we're going to try to get that set up and get it fixed so that we can make sure that we can start nicely. We come in and we plug in and then stuff doesn't work. All right. So as we cover all of this stuff, so we've got this. I'm going to get into the executive orders. We're also going to get into all of the latest, the moves in Congress as well, And we're gonna touch up on all of that stuff. We're also going to get into the latest with China, because China is a huge, this has been the tariff war. Now China announced some hours ago that they were going to kick up tariffs. They're trying, now we're at 145% with China now. Now they're increasing to 125%. And that's, I still think all of this is only temporary. I still think it's all only temporary, but at the same time, how long is temporary? That's the big question. And I think a lot of people, I think the markets actually are kind of reacting to Scott Bessent in charge. Lutnick has been, I think Lutnick and Navarro have been effectively sidelined. Navarro's getting a lot of heat. There's a lot of criticism against the way that he's constructed some of this stuff. And I don't know if it's, you know, POTUS is pretty loyal to him. He reminded everyone in a closed door meeting with his cabinet recently. He said, look, he went to jail for me. So I realize that some of it's palace intrigue. Some of it is also people are, they don't like his approach. I know Musk didn't like his approach. There were a lot of economists or a couple of business titans that weighed in on the side of Musk. So we're going to cover all of that as well, because China's now, they're saying 125. So we are at, that's where we are now, 145 versus 125. So we're going to touch on all of that as well as we kick off. So the latest, let's get some audio in here as we tweak the rest of this stuff. Audio soundbite 2. This is Trump on tariffs.
You started the morning saying be cool. Just a few hours later, there was a pause put in on the tariffs. Can you walk us through your thinking about why you decided to put a 90-day pause?
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid, unlike these champions, because we have a big job to do. No other president would have done what I did. No other president. I know the president.
Yippy. What was the headline? Was it Time Magazine? I can't remember what headline it was. One of the magazines where they were saying it was yippee to yippee-ki-yay with the increase of the tariffs, I think was the one of the headlines. So he said some people were getting a little yippy, some were a little afraid. Now, the left is trying to construct this and make it like, well, POTUS is nervous and he folded. I don't think that, I mean, we have these other deals that are being made. Apparently, there are 15 deals with 15 separate nations that are being presented to POTUS. Presented through Bessent. They're evaluating them, then they're taking them to POTUS, and they're also engaged in a number of discussions to finalize deals with the rest of these nations. Yes, I'm going to talk about the whole thing with Spain and China. I'll get to that. But that's significant. They're going to have to move really fast on that to accomplish that. China, though, the whole thing with the one advantage that I think China would have in this is time. And I say that because we have, again, midterms. You guys are tired of hearing me say this, right? You're tired of hearing me saying midterms. But I think China's anticipating the need for speed, so to speak, with the first administration, with this first what, maybe first half of this for this administration's term. And it's to their benefit to kind of drag it out, I think. That's like one aspect of it. That's all they have, really. They don't have an economy that can go, you know, tit for tat with us on this. They don't. I mean, they entirely rely upon, I mean, they're an export economy. Without that, and we are such a huge consumer, they can sit here and stamp their feet about disallowing U.S. movies to be shown in Chinese theaters. And that's actually a big thing that came out towards the beginning of this week, where China's now saying that Hollywood's not going to be able to, as part of this tariff war, they're trying to say that, oh, well, we're going to curb Hollywood film premieres and distribution in Hollywood. One of the headlines were Beijing bites back by curbing film imports. Now, remember, that's like a whole process for them. There's this story, and you guys remember with Top Gun, there's a story, two stories, one that surrounds a Quentin Tarantino film, and then the one that has to do with Top Gun. So remember when Top Gun, when they started showing images and like trailers and stuff from the sequel to that, this is like right as we were all coming out of COVID, and you know, it was all anticipatory. They had the back of Maverick's jacket, and it had the Taiwanese flag on it, and China was livid. And so was one of the main producers, one of the main production companies involved in the film called Tencent. And that is a CCP entity. Like they are, like they're, the head of Tencent is in good standing with the Communist Party of China, which you have to be in order to have a company there and do business there. And when the Taiwanese patch was on Maverick's jacket, they were livid, so they had to digitally take it out. And you guys remember that. Well, then there was backlash in the United States. So long story short, when Tencent pushed and the CCP pushed, Top Gun said, no, the flag stays on. We're keeping it on. And they got hit by restrictions in China over that. I mean, they're like, we're not going to show it. Same thing with Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There's one of my favorite stories, and Tarantino's a favorite director of mine, where he was showing Bruce Lee and this Brad Pitt's character, right? They were facing off on a Hollywood set. China did not like the way that Bruce Lee was portrayed, and they wanted a rewrite of that scene. And so when you are just trying to get a film to hit the theaters in China, you have to go by all the CCP censors, right? They have to review the film, and then they make suggestions, etc. And so they were telling Tarantino and the U.S. producers of this film, we need that scene rewritten. It's derogatory towards China because of the way that they were portraying Bruce Lee. Tarantino very inartfully and apparently very colorfully told them to go pound sand. And so Once Upon a Time in Hollywood did not get a Chinese opening. They didn't get access to their theaters. Now, here's two narratives at play here. What the first is, and this was the one that I thought, this whole move by China. China thinks that they're going to make Hollywood bend the knee, and then Hollywood basically act like their surrogates and try to pressure lawmakers and the general public by persuading you using their artistic skills. That's what they're hoping would happen here. But maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, that might have been effective. But the Chinese box office has been in decline for quite some time. That's what they're not telling you when they talk about all the screens that China has and Hollywood share in China's box office. Oh my gosh, it's dropped to 5% and et cetera. And domestic films have been dominating their box office, but their box office has been in decline even before these tariffs. Their studios would actually just produce films that directly appealed to Chinese audiences. And then China started expanding their local film production. So their domestic films are actually now taking, and that's obviously not because of a free market, it's CCP, let's be real. And so not only that, but they're broke. They're broke. Their people are broke. The idea that China is an economic heavyweight is a false narrative that is promoted by CCP lizards and completely idiotic leftists, some of whom masquerade as righty centrists. It's a lie. I mean, remember the headline that I had a year ago talking about how luxury goods have declined drastically in China, where there was a whole culture that was a burgeoning culture where people were buying luxury goods and they were trying to get on the Chinese version of TikTok, etc., or Facebook, and use that as a hallmark of how well China was doing. Well, that's even dropped significantly. So they're not in any good place. And I think for once, finally, because of that decline, Hollywood now has a little bit, whether they take it or not remains to be seen, but they have a little bit of muscle to flex here. So all of this is to say that China's only advantage is honestly the timing and whether or not Congress can make these deals before midterms start. Because I'm telling you, people, once midterms start, you're going to watch a lot of these politicians who had been amenable to doing some of this stuff and coming to find common ground. They're going to retreat the other way so they can service their base supporters, and you're not going to get anything done. That's the reality of it. So we're going to talk about Xi Jinping was also in Spain, too. And they were signing some, I don't know if they're legally binding, but they were signing some agreements about opening up their markets, etc. And there's a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth about Trump's tariffs and whether or not this is going to destabilize the United States' standing in Europe and what it means for NATO. I'll tell you what it means for NATO. If the United States chooses to ever leave NATO, which I don't think, there's no indication that they ever would. And under the previous administration, or under Trump's first term, he actually expanded it. That's something that moderate rights and people on the left don't want to acknowledge. That said, if the United States were to ever leave NATO, there is no NATO. Let's not beat around the bush here. We have a lot to get into as we roll towards the bottom of this first hour. And like I said, we're going to cover all of it. Tariff gate, the latest with China. We got some domestic stuff, culture, the whole nine yards. All Family Pharmacy has all of the medications that you need without anything being manufactured at all or sourced from China. Or even India. It's all right here made in the USA, which I think is incredibly important, especially if we're talking about becoming more self-sufficient with things like antibiotics, etc., because that's what All Family Pharmacy does. You don't have to play by Big Pharma's rules. Remember when they tried to shut down actual therapeutics and access to those therapeutics? Remember when they tried to bar you from getting ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and that you were being told that you were crazy if you had those? Yeah, but hey, take this injection. We don't know what it does, but go ahead and take it. They didn't just dismiss the alternatives. They crushed your ability to get them. All Family Pharmacy is about access and affordability. It's simple, fast, and affordable. No insurance, no problem. Straightforward pricing, online ordering. You can get your meds in just 2 to 4 days, or if you need them in a pinch, overnight. Your health is always within reach. I've used them many times before. You can also get your everyday maintenance medications, too. They make it super simple, fast shipping, no gatekeepers, and again, made right here in the U.S. of A. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Protect yourself and your family today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring along an American Express card to open the door to rewards wherever you go. Morning coffee run with an old friend? Earn cash back. Weekend getaway? Earn miles. Dinner at the hottest restaurant in town? You get the idea. No matter the place or the plan, Amex rewards your inner explorer. See if you pre-qualify for an American Express card with no impact on your credit score. Learn more at americanexpress.com/check-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you accept a card. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first and foremost, that chopper tragedy where this plane broke apart, this family that it was the first day of their vacation. They were celebrating one of their five or six-year-old daughter's birthdays. And they figured out that the propeller, like apparently something to cause the blades to split. And then one of them went flying into the Hudson. The other literally split the tail. And that is what ended up happening. All six people on board, including the pilot, three of them were children, killed. Now, they did say that two of the victims, when they pulled them out of the Hudson, were alive. But they didn't make it. That came out this morning. Two of the victims actually survived the crash. Now, they didn't say what state of alive. You know, you could be alive and unconscious, but they didn't make it. Just a horrible, horrible thing. Another swatting. Why does Nicki Minaj always get swatted? She's been swatted, what, three times in a year?
Yeah.
So now this is the third time. The LAPD, they responded to an assault with a deadly weapon at our house about 7 p.m. And they found no evidence when they arrived. They said it was another swatting call. So she had, in 2023, she was swatted twice within a four-week period. So it's actually three times in, like, you know, 3 years. But still, that's insane. Let's see. This, what in the world? So Tyreek Hill was holding his baby in his arms and leaned over a 35-story balcony. Cops were called. They had a domestic dispute. And people could see him. He was on their high-rise, at their high-rise apartment in Sunny Isles Beach in Florida. It's like an hour north of Miami. And it showed him holding their daughter, leaning their heads over the balcony. They were apparently in a domestic dispute. Cops were called. They just said it was an assault in progress. But the baby's okay. But good heavens, that if you're grabbing your baby from your wife in a domestic dispute and then you're intimating that you may drop said baby over the balcony, you need to be dropped over the balcony and then picked back up, taken back up and dropped again. And then maybe repeat one more time for good measure. That's just nasty. Let's see. Ooh, Prada is buying Versace. Now, this is interesting. I like watching this business as it relates to stuff like this, especially right after we were talking about China. This was U.S. group Capri Holdings, and they created a group of along with LVMH, because LVMH, that's Salma Hayek's husband's company. How crazy is that? So they are welcoming, they're merging. Prada Group buys Versace. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us. It is our friends over at Tax Network USA. I mean, we're in tax season. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. And if you owe back taxes or if you have unfiled returns, you don't want to wait for them to come after you. Get ahead of it. That's a smart move. But never do it alone. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. Why? Because not all tax resolution companies are the same. They have direct access to the IRS. They have a preferred direct line, so they know exactly which agents to deal with and which ones to avoid. And whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they have proven resolution strategies that will settle your tax issues in your favor. And they've been able to resolve over $1 billion in tax debt. And you can reduce or eliminate your debt. Talk with one of their strategists today. It is free. Stop the threatening letters. Stop the anxiety. Save yourself and protect your property from seizures and bank levies. Schedule your complimentary consultation today by calling 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's aggressive tactics control your future. That's tnusa.com/Dana.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Democrats now insist they have a huge momentum shift after those special elections turned out pretty much like we thought they would. President Trump has the audacity to claim he should be able to decide who works for him. And Trump makes the media look like Wile E. Coyote again over comments about a third term. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Well, and this week unanimously saying, as the Supreme Court, the United States still stands for what the United States stands for when we're talking about due process, even against people who have been accused of being gang members. Okay, if they're gang members, great, come and prove that in the court of law. You can't grab them off the street, throw them in a van, and fly him out of the country.
Yes, you absolutely can. I'm so tired of this. That's Joe Scarborough, and that's what I've heard from the left on this, like, nonstop. Oh, you can't just pick people up who are walking around and deport them. Well, that's not what people are doing. They're targeting people who are here illegally and doing the exact same damn thing that any other country has every other right to do. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. The case over Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, or just Abrego Garcia, he's the guy who was deported to El Salvador, right? And remember, he is in a, let me just set the stage of this, because we're going to get to the Supreme Court decision. They're demanding, and I don't understand what this means, the facilitation of repatriating him back to a country that he was in illegally. This is what I love about the left. They're so damn illogical. They are mad because they said that it was that he that this guy who was in the country, there is no debate. This dude is an illegal immigrant. This dude was a legit member of a gang. And of course, now after he's trying to say, no, I wasn't. I'm just a humble immigrant who was leaving a life of crime. No, you weren't. You were literally in a gang. I mean, everybody in his family was like, yeah, he's in a gang. Everybody associated with the case was like, yep, he's in a gang. Yeah, he was in a gang. What did you think was going to happen? But the left says, oh, it's so bad that you got that he was here illegally. He's been illegally deported. Do you not see the insanity of this position? They're mad. They believe in illegal deportation, but not illegal entry. You can't have it both ways. So he's described in the press as a Maryland father, right? So Brego Garcia. So just again, to set the facts of the case, he was here illegally. That is not even up for debate amongst people with brain cells. He was here illegally. The only reason he was allowed to stay was because of the Biden administration. Long story short, they basically gave him a reprieve. Now, it was not a promise that he was never going to be deported. And in fact, it was never a waiting period for him to be classified as not able to be deported. He was just going to be deported later. That's all it is, in layman's terms. And so the left is, bottom line, he was going to be deported. He was here illegally. That none of that changes. So the left is mad because they believe that the Trump administration and ICE leapt over some administrative clerical garbage in order to get a guy who was in a gang out of the country and back to El Salvador? Really? What's... No. And the... I don't understand what the facilitation thing is. I the whole thing is weird to me. They made... The Supreme Court in this ruling that they came out with is, I think... Well, it doesn't make sense. This was yesterday. They issued a brief order. They're kind of siding with a lower court's order, saying that the administration has to facilitate the return of this illegal immigrant who was living in Maryland, and they sent him back. El Salvador is where he's from. So they sent him to El Salvador. And now some people are bringing up questions about the way that this was worded. It was a result of an administrative error. Kane, I got to stop here. Kane, you know, I mean, because, you know, you've got family from Mexico. I'm sure Mexico would be like, I'm so sorry. You entered illegally and we're going to deport you. We made an administrative error. I don't think that they play footsie with like stupid stuff like that.
No, you actually have the 1-2 punch of the government saying no. And then the cartels, if somehow you get past the government.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's actually a really good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, you gotta have the cartel's blessing, too. The left was saying, oh, no, he's been safely here in the United States. And I love the fact that they argue that because he was never charged with a crime formally, that means he did nothing wrong. He entered the country illegally and he's been involved with gangs, according to his own actual family and everybody else. And actually in government documentation, too. But OK, just the idea that we're going to, oh, it's an administrative error, is asinine to me. So this is what they said. The D.C. court, District of Maryland, they entered an order, and this was on April 4th. They entered an order directing the government, this was the wording, to, quote, facilitate and effectuate the return of Abrego Garcia to the United States by Monday, April 7th. What? So the government was like, it's a clerical error? What? And they stayed the case, obviously, when POTUS asked for the Supreme Court to get involved. So the deadline doesn't even exist. Deadline's been over. Doesn't even exist anymore. I don't understand what the hell the word effectuate means. And when I was trying to make sense of this ruling, I'm like, you know, I'm going to ask a couple lawyer friends of mine, see what Jonathan Turley says. Nobody knows what that means. Turley literally asked, what the hell is a writ of facilitation? What is that? He talks about the application, et cetera, et cetera. The quote, the intended scope of the term effectuate in the district's court order, however, is unclear and may exceed the district court's authority. Is that, Kane, is that an administrative error?
Oh, man.
Sounds like it. They said they should clarify its directive with due regard for the deference owed to the executive branch in the conduct of foreign affairs. So, is this a demand, like a court-issued requirement, or are they saying, hey, can you facilitate this? Where it sounds like you're asking someone to help you move, like a favor. It's weird. That's what I don't understand about this order. And the order replies to the district court, which Turley noted, which is directed to show regard for the deference owed to the executive branch in the conduct of foreign affairs. So they can't really give an order according to how they're structured. The district court can't tell the executive what to do. So what does that mean? And that's where Turley doesn't have any answers. He said, what right does the district court have to manage the relations or communications with a foreign country? I mean, what? The court noted that even under the Alien Enemies Act, detainees have the right to habeas actions before removal from the country, so long as, you follow through. The government conceded the point in the appeals process after the deportation. I'm with everyone else. What do you mean facilitate and effectuate? The Abrego Garcia always maintained that he had been persecuted in El Salvador without evidence, and that's why we should have not deported him to his home country. Of course, he says persecuted. Other people say he was running with the gang. You know, it just doesn't sound like he was being persecuted. So it is, I think it highlights something that also is nonsensical, like I said earlier on from the left. They are upset over what they say is an illegal deportation, but they're not upset over the illegal entry. That doesn't make sense. And it doesn't that position then kind of invalidate their whole, I think that it invalidates their entire argument. Now, like I said, the guy was he was always going to be deported anyway. I am just not at all gracious towards people who not only enter the country and break the law, but even under things like Flores, etc., and they have a grace period against being deported, still don't follow through and become and obtain legal status. That's my whole thing. If you're not following through and getting legal status, you're just giving a giant middle finger to everybody who's here while also demanding the same rights of all the people that you're disrespecting by refusal to follow the law that everyone else has to follow. And if you think that you're more special than me, we're going to have problems. You know, I think you all pretty much share that opinion. So I don't know. I say screw any kind of administrative error. You came in here illegally. And you came in here illegally. You continued to behave in an illegal manner by continuing on in a criminal fashion. And now you're expecting like a reprieve? No, that's not what we're doing here. It's just a weird position for the left to have. And I also am with Turley. I'm just kind of scratching my head like, what do you mean facilitate and effectuate? That's just weird. It's a weird thing. Now, we're going to follow this and see how this plays out, because, you know, the left acts like it's a huge win for them. I, again, think that there's a missed opportunity here on the right to question, wait, if you think that people can be deported illegally, what is the reason for which they might be deported again? Oh, entering illegally. Okay, so you can't have one without the other then, right? And one is literally just a base administrative procedure, where the other one is actually, in some states like Florida, it's now a felonious action. It's purely they're consistent in contradictions. Bill Malugin, let me pull this up, had reported that Biden had used his executive authority to allow more than 500,000 illegal immigrants from four countries to fly back into the U.S. for temporary parole grants, and then announced that his administration wouldn't renew the grants. And then when Trump is now trying to exercise his authority as POTUS, the same authority that Biden had when he exercised it, a federal judge is now blocking it. This was 18 hours ago, where it was reported a federal judge said that they're going to halt the administration from ending the program that allowed hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to temporarily live in the United States. You remember that program under Biden, right? But not so much the Cubans, though. Remember that that was the other big part of it. They said Cubans, not really so much the Cubans, you know, because those Cubans, they tend to vote conservative. And now we can't have that. Right. We can't have Cubans coming in who just want to be left alone and just, you know, want to work and add to the tax base and raise their families and follow the law and go to church. No, you can't have that. We need the gang members coming in from El Salvador and MS-13 from Venezuela. That's what we need. So Biden could do it, and it was considered acceptable under his authority. Trump is doing the 180 of it, and they're saying, no, you can't do that with your authority. Make that make sense. Make that make sense. This judge, according to CBS, it's a program that Biden created that the executive can create or end. That's not up for dispute. A program like this, it is within the purview of the executive. You can create or uncreate it. Biden created it. Trump wants to get rid of it. And now Judge Indira Talwani, U.S. District Judge, staying the program. It was set in later this month. And they don't want to allow the administration to revoke the allowance for these individuals. They would lose their legal status on April 24th. And they were, now here's the thing. Here's why I don't feel bad about any of it. And I think Trump is completely within his authority. This is the thing that is buried in every report of this. So every single one of these people who came in all had financial sponsors. That's number one. Every one of them had a financial sponsor that's part of this program. Every one of them were given 2-year permits to live and work in the United States legally. They were shielded from deportation. During that time, they were told to find the legal pathway and begin that process, because the parole is only always ever a temporary status to, and so long as you're using this period to start the paperwork and obtain legalized status, which you would be protected after starting this, then those were the details of the program. Regardless of whether or not you support or oppose the program, you see how that makes sense, right? Okay, well, and like I said, regardless of if you oppose or support it, you're bringing people in. They can stay in. So it's a temporary status for 2 years. They're with the financial sponsors, mind you, yours and people help guiding you. You're supposed to start the process to become a legal citizen. Hardly anybody has, according to CBS. How is that my problem? How is it your problem? You're literally given entry. You're told you can stay for 2 years, start the process to become and to get legal status. And if you don't do it, who the hell are you to demand extra favor when you were given favor in the first place and you refused to do what needed to be done in order to cement your status of staying here legally? That doesn't make any sense to me. It's like me going to a foreign country and overextending my stay and doing nothing in that time whatsoever to plan for that date. You know that date's coming. They've known this entire time that all of this was going to expire on April 24th. And now a judge is saying, I didn't elect this judge. Did you elect this judge for president? Did you elect this judge to run the office of the executive? I didn't. But yet, that's how they're trying to undermine it. The irony here, and I think this is what Democrats really like, is that they're still mad that Trump reshaped the judiciary the second half of his first term. And now they're trying to hamstring him with the judiciary. We have a lot more on the way. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Preborn, great organization that helps women when they are at the precipice of a very big decision. You know, society tells women that they're not empowered enough to raise babies if they have an unplanned pregnancy, but that's not what Preborn does. You can visit preborn.com/Dana to donate or dial #250, say the keyword baby. They have ultrasounds for mothers, so their mothers can hear their baby's heartbeat. And when that happens, a chance for a child succeeding till birth, a chance for a child living, it doubles. And Preborn is also the gospel leader of the pro-life movement. They brought, they've saved over 67,000 babies since just in 2024 alone. 8,900 women gave their hearts to Christ. So they got a passion not only for saving unborn babies, but also seeing women come to faith and making sure that for the first 2 years of these children's lives, the mothers are set. This is all volunteer. It's all volunteer, and it's done, literally, it's very gospel-driven. And they meet these women where they are, and they attend to their needs, and they get the best start in life. You can make a difference and literally save lives. This is not just like, you know, a talking point. Your money literally saves lives. $28 provides an ultrasound. $140 rescues five babies. You can do a big way, donate in a big way, a leadership gift. $5,000, that sponsors the whole network for 24 hours. You can rescue 200 babies. Donate by dialing #250, saying the word baby, or give securely at preborn.com/Dana. #250, say the word baby to help save lives.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to The Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
But there's another thing. I watched on the evening news last night, one of the other networks, and I watched the issue of lumber. Now, you see, we get so much of our lumber, our 2x4s, from Canada. What's where we get it from? Canada. We get our newsprint from up there for newspapers. The fact is, we get it. What are we going to do? Have more lumber made in the United States now? What is our plan now? Oh, we're not going to import wood, so we're going to make more wood. We're going to create more wood. Is that it? I don't think we're in a position to simply replicate the imports coming into this country with our own products. It can't always be done. And I think if a wood's example of that. Wood. Are we going to make more wood in this country because of our trade deal? I don't think so.
Where does he think wood comes from?
Wood doesn't grow.
It's like, you know, just, you know, what do you think? It just grows on trees. You got wood trees out there. Gosh.
Make it.
I mean, you're just going to go make the wood.
Made of jokes here. That's Chris Matthews. He is a very cantankerous old fart. Is he not?
Yeah,
we're America. Hells yeah, we can grow more trees. You know what? And if not, we'll just take yours. No, kidding, maybe on that last part. Or am I? It's not like we're bulldozing huge parts of the Amazon rainforest for a road for our climate change conference. Oh, wait, that's what they did. Yeah. Second hour is coming up. Stick with us. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law.
21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this first hour. Back in Texas. Back in the heat. Big thanks to our friends in Virginia and Richmond, WRVA, for hosting us. And this second hour of the program, don't forget you can sign up over at Substack Chapter and Verse. Lots of good stuff going out about there. Also, Lorraine has something about the latest with the, she calls him the faux assassin, the guy who tried to assassinate President Trump. We're gonna talk about that coming up. But also, one of the other things on deck, we're going to get into China. We're going to talk about that, the president's strategy on that and how he's been handling it. The issue of the Carmelo Anthony, the track or the athlete in his own right, the, you know, the track meet stabbing that was in Frisco, Texas, of all places. And there has been a lot of back and forth about, was it self? I can't believe there's been back and forth. Some people are trying to act like it's self-defense. There's some people on the right even saying that this was self-defense, which was, it's wrong, and I'll explain. But the Texas DA, they had a discussion, and he was asked about whether or not they're going to seek the death penalty for 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony, who is ineligible for the death penalty because he's a minor. He's also ineligible for life in prison, or life, without parole. Due to his age. It's according to the Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis. And that's something that SCOTUS has said. Not only can you not seek the death penalty against someone who's committed a crime when they're 17, but you can't even give them life without parole. So he said that's not something that we could do even if we wanted to. Now, you know the story. Carmelo Anthony had stabbed Austin Metcalf. The story, per witnesses, was that Carmelo Anthony went into the opposing team's tent, and I guess it was raining outside or whatever. He was in their tent. He was told to leave. And then at that point, he told Austin Metcalf, you know, he opened his bag and like gestured inside and was like, touch me again and see what happens. And, you know, put your hands on me and see what happens is what he had said. That's a provocation. That's not defense. So if you think that this is self-defense, dear God, don't ever practice law because you'll get laughed out of the courtroom. If you're a 2A advocate and you're saying that this is self-defense, dear God, do us all a favor. Do not undermine the work of everybody else by claiming that this is self-defense. It is not. This is so stupid to argue this, and I question the IQ of anyone who says it. That's harsh, but it needs to be said to apparently get through the thick skulls of some of the people who keep saying it's self-defense, because it's not. That's provocation. Self-defense isn't, yeah, come on and try me. That's provocation. You are immediately nullifying your defense by saying it's self-defense. You're with provocation. Furthermore, he admitted to it. He's like, yeah, it's not alleged. I did it. He was combative and hostile about it when he was being taken into custody. And they kept saying afterwards, when he, I think, fully realized what was going to happen to him, then he started claiming that it was self-defense. It is not self-defense. He was an aggressor. And I don't give a rat's ass if the other teenager, the Austin Metcalf, I don't care if he was running his mouth or not, which that's all hearsay. Nobody knows. What we do know is apparently everybody there did all agree that Carmelo Anthony said, yeah, do this and, try me. You know, like he opened up his bag, gestured inside like he had a weapon inside. He went to a high school track meet with a knife. Stop sitting here acting like you're just some picked upon person. Then he issued a provocation. That is not self-defense. That is the act of an aggressor. So that alone completely destroys that argument. It would be laughed out of court. It's, do I think it was premeditated? That's kind of a reach, I think. Because you have to show that he, I think you would have to show that he has had longstanding beef with Metcalf or something to that extent, and that he determined that he was going to take a knife to school for the singular purpose of engaging. So I don't think it was premeditated. I don't. And we'll see. I'm not shocked that they would try to make it like it's a self-defense claim, because they're trying to reduce the penalty that the 17-year-old's going to face. But you don't get to claim, like I said, you're not, after you issue a provocation, you go there with a weapon. You've been in trouble for taking the same weapon to school repeatedly. Then you go to a track meet with a weapon and then you issue a provocation. No, you are the aggressor here. You're the aggressor. This is asinine. So another quick question or a quick thing too about some of the hatred that I see that the dad, Austin Metcalf's dad, is getting. So Austin Metcalf's dad, he had been telling the press that Jeff Metcalf, he says he's forgiven Carmelo Anthony and he has sympathy for the team's family. And he says that I've already forgiven the person that stabbed him. God's going to take care of everything. There are some, and it's the same people who are trying to also bizarrely argue self-defense that are like in the middle and on the right that are slamming Jeff Metcalf for an overabundance of grace that their simple minds cannot fathom. I've seen people say, what kind of dad are you for not sticking up for your son, like posthumously? What kind of dad are you for saying this? These are people who like to go out there and say Christ is king is an anti-Semitic slur. Let me tell you something. You need to read your Bible a little bit more than use it to thump people over the heads with it. This guy is demonstrating a grace that I don't have. And clearly these people don't have. And if anyone thinks that somehow he is less than because this is the mode that he is choosing to deal with his son's loss, the loss, these people, these people are armchair vultures who are dissecting the way that this dad is reacting. He is reacting in a Christ-like way that he is, I'll say it, this man is more mature in his faith than I am. Major props to him. More mature in his faith than I am, because I could not be like that. I would be coming for you and everyone related to you. That's not a virtue. That's not a strength. It's a weakness, because it's you saying, no, I don't think God can handle it, so I'm going to handle it myself. So it's not a celebratory. It's not a badass thing to say. Notice all the people who want to act tough are the yippiest people out there. No, he is demonstrating a faith that comes from a peace that surpasses understanding. That is what that man is. So major props to that man, because he is, people instead of criticizing him should take some lessons from him. And everybody grieves differently. Everybody has a different grief process. So shame on the people that are trying to shame Jeff Metcalf for demonstrating grace. Because you know the other thing that he's doing is he's being the adult in the room and he is tempering hostilities. He is being an adult in the room and he is tempering the emotions, which are already high. There are enough people out there to agitate things. He, who could be the biggest platform of them all, is not doing it. So major kudos to him. That is a very mature faith, and he should be celebrated and not criticized. But this is not a self-defense issue. It's not. You know, if the facts come out that it was Austin Metcalf who stalked Carmelo Anthony to his car and then ambushed him, then yeah, you could tell me, oh, that's self-defense. He defended himself. Okay, you got it. But when you go out seeking trouble, and yes, if you're taking a knife to school, you are seeking trouble. End of. If you have repeatedly taken a knife to school, as Carmelo Anthony has done, you are seeking trouble. I don't give a rat's ass if you're an honor roll student. That's such a... You're saying that you can get good grades and be a good athlete and not act like this? That doesn't make any sense. That's irrelevant. Some of the people that I know who are some of the worst people, had the worst characters, were straight A students. And some of them weren't. Some people were salt of the earth people. That's like saying, oh, someone's rich, so they can't be bad. Shut up. That's such a bad argument. This is when you're repeatedly, again, taking knives to school. You've been disciplined for it before. You take a knife to a track meet and then you issue a provocation. Try me and you'll see. And you're gesturing to your bag like you've got something inside it, a weapon. Yeah, you're looking for trouble. That is not self-defense. This will all play out in court, you know. And the thing is, you know what really makes me mad about this is everything that I just said, what the parents were saying about Carmelo Anthony. You're a top athlete and you're an honor roll student and you choose to throw your life away like this. Oh my gosh, I could just shake the teeth out of his head. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Why would you throw away your life like that? Where are the parents? The parents, I know they were saying that, oh, well, he's, you know, it was self-defense. Where are you at, mom and dad? Why did your kid take a knife to school and do so repeatedly? Why does it sound like he was a bully? It's frustrating stuff. Parents have got to be involved. They have to be involved. It's and it just, it's a 17 years old and his life is over. So you have two lives basically that ended by one person's choice. And that just makes me sick. I hate nothing grieves me more than seeing someone so full of potential and with the world at their fingertips and they throw it away. Imagine the life that they could have led had they not done that. So it just makes me sick. That grieves me. So the issue of Trump, the POTUS with China, a lot of discussion about this because now we've got these, 125 to, they haven't raised it since we've been on air, have they? Still 125% to 145%?
No, I think it's still there.
It's still there, yeah. Some people were saying that Trump is just too, he's the jerk we need.
Yeah.
He is. No, look, guys, this was long overdue. This was long overdue. Oh, I have zero qualms about tariffing China all to hell. I have zero qualms about it. The other nations, I mean, I do agree. I think that this is kind of, this is how he structures his deal. Everyone says art of the deal, but it's actually very Sun Tzu art of war. It's tempered just a little bit for the boardroom, but it's pretty much art of war. You know, like go out like some Overton window, say something entirely extreme, cause chaos, while in the meantime, you negotiate on your real position. And then when that is presented, that looks like these people were able, oh, we're the ones who got us to this position. When that was, in fact, the position that was really only ever actually being negotiated. So that's kind of what his art of the deal is. But actually, that's Sun Tzu, very Sun Tzu. And China has got, they have gotten away with so much for so long. And you have to have, I don't care what you think of Trump, you have to have somebody who's a brute to deal with a brute. That's just the nature of it. You're not going to have a weak-kneed Joe Biden who's going to be dealing with Xi Jinping. You're not going to have somebody who's weak dealing with him. You've got to have somebody. You have to have somebody who's tough, and that's what and somebody who doesn't care, or at least pretend that's part of their image. And I think that that's what some of this is. We saw how the market reacted when we were on air Thursday. Oh my gosh, but. Now, the one thing, I'm going to pull this up, with Spain. The Spanish prime minister was meeting with Xi Jinping in Beijing. Now, this is not a Belt and Road Initiative thing, but they, and you know, Spain's socialist. Although the socialist parties there, they're losing lots of ground. There is a conservative resurgence in Spain. And conservative to Spain, not like American conservative, but people who believe in immigration law and they believe in lower tax, things like that. There's certain commonalities. But he was meeting with the Spanish prime minister and they had a trade agreement where they were opening China to Spanish products, vice versa. And some were arguing that the U.S. threat of you're going to cut your own throats if you work with China, that Spain's ignoring this. We're going to come and talk about this here coming up after headlines. As we move, our partners that help bring you the program. It is our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57, chambered in 5.7 rotary barrel pistol. And it's the lightest 5.7 on the market. In fact, it's actually 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. And they achieved that because of two things. The rotary barrel design and the unique top loading design. So they replace traditional magazines with stripper clips, so you get a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. It's engineered for simplicity and reliability with the quickest and easiest field strip available. It is actually something, ladies, you can reasonably carry as a 5.7, which has always been difficult for me, but now with this, I can. It's slimmer and lighter, and it's super affordable. The MSRP is only $399. You can afford to get it. It's the first of its kind, Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance, Kel-Tec, KELTEC Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So three apparently were killed after a small plane crashed near a Boca Raton airport with multiple roads closed. A Cessna 310 went down on Military Trail there in Boca Raton. Three people were killed after a crash this morning. One person on the ground was also injured but expected to survive their injuries. It went down about 10:20 a.m. Eastern time, according to the FAA. So they still have a number of road closures in that area. Also, the... pull this up. The billion-dollar ball player. Seriously? Seriously. Could arrive by 2030. I am now going to be a baseball player. I figure I can do it. If somebody else can, you know, tuck a nut and run out there and call themselves a woman, I sure as hell can be a ball player. Right, Kane? Bryce Harper has signed, this is back in 2019, a 13-year, $330 million contract with the Phillies. Now you got Mike Trout, who signed with the Angels, at $426.5 million extension. $500 million. I couldn't even spend all that money if I tried. What would you even do? I would have all the dogs, all of them, maybe some goats, right? What else would I have? Oh, I'd have all the cars I wouldn't be allowed to get because my husband says they go too fast. I'd have all that, right? My own power tools, Kane.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I just do what I want. So we're actually going to see that. We're actually going to see a billion-dollar ball player by 2030. With inflation, you know, it could happen. Let's see. Wait a minute. So they're saying that there's underwater pyramids, thousands of years old, mysterious underwater pyramid believed to be 12,000 years old near Taiwan. May rewrite everything we know about the ancient world, or hear me out, aliens. Stick with us. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Super Beats. You guys are very familiar with Super Beats, and you're familiar with the chews, but there's also the Super Barine product, which they came out with last year. And the Super Barine, again, same people who make the Super Beats heart chews and the Super Beats powder. The Super Barine helps to support healthy metabolism and blood sugar. And you can use Super Barine. In fact, they have a coupon now, $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. So it's just $24.98. It's plant-based. It's doctor-formulated. It has a unique form of berberine and Italian fruit extract. So you get additional antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And it has a nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. And grapeseed extract is used for greater tolerability. So visit Sam's Club and restock your heart health support with Super Beats Heart Chews and expand your routine with the Super Barine for healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Super Barine is $5 off at Sam's Club through April 29th. Snag this offer at Sam's Club while it lasts. Start today and get on the road to better cardiovascular health support.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Friday. Your girl Dana Lash here with you behind the mic. We got all the other meat and taties to get into, but I gotta tell you this. So, some of our roles are exaggerated on the show, but some of them are not. Like, for instance, Kane, there's certain people I won't make sure Kane does not meet or talk to because form like a scientific group of...
I don't like it.
Like a secret cabal.
I don't like how you treat
it. I was telling them about a friend I have who's very into like ancient alien stuff. I like watching all of it. And I got some, you know, do I think we're alone in this universe? No. I think also that the government's been trying to, you know, get us used to the idea that we're not alone. And it's not unbiblical, by the way, to think that. I mean, they don't talk about, no, God doesn't say there's no aliens out there. I'm just saying, you know. But I think it's, I think we're alone in this vast universe? No, I totally don't. I'm okay with it. I am okay with it. So the, I don't even know what happened, but now all of a sudden, apparently when I'm not in here, when the guys come in here in the morning and get everything situated, they have giant brain trust meetings where they talk about reverse engineered alien tech. And so now, Kane, where are we at? Are we just in a world that's been seeded by aliens? And
none
entirely,
of what you just said was true.
Not even an ounce of it.
Although
it kind of is.
I don't know.
This had to do with that underwater pyramid thing that we had in the last.
That aliens built? Yeah.
Okay.
I heard about that.
It is kind of weird that you got ziggurats in South America and then pyramids in Egypt. That's true. And there's like there's been like some evidence of like perhaps trade. I get it. But is it aliens? I don't know. Sometimes Occam's razor, the easiest explanation is the likeliest explanation.
And that's
seems
not
true here. Because I'm lazy and it seems easy.
Because it seems like aliens is the most logical explanation.
Yeah, and I'm okay if it is. But I also, do I really care in a lot of these shows where they're like, this is how they got the stones so precise? I'm like, no, they didn't do all this. It was aliens. I'm just saying. Now, I don't know if I necessarily believe it, but I'm entirely open. Do you know why? Do you know why I'm entirely open to this?
Why?
Because nothing in my life this weekend is going to change if it's not true or if it is. There you go.
You speaking too soon?
It's like a quasi Pascal's wager, which, by the way, is an illogical assumption by itself because it says go with whatever religion promises the most, but I digress.
Do you think that if there is proof and disclosure that aliens are, that it wouldn't at all affect your life?
No.
Are you saying it wouldn't?
No, I'm just like right now with how the pyramids are made. No, I don't, what's going to change if they come out and say, oh, aliens are here? I mean, aside from me going, yeah, I knew some of you bees were aliens. I knew it.
Yeah.
Right?
But we would have
like that David Hogg kid is a Martian.
Yeah, he's not from.
Steve saw him at Trader Joe's.
He's
anyway,
not from around here.
No. Yeah.
But,
so.
I mean, really, though? I mean, is that how you would feel about it?
I don't think I would. If they come out and say, oh, we got aliens, I think I'd be like,
you wouldn't be surprised and you wouldn't be.
No.
And it wouldn't change your life in any way.
No.
To find out that the.
Because I've already assumed it.
The checkout cashier at Tom Thumb. Was an alien.
Yeah, I already assume it. I mean, I'm weird with people anyway. Anybody who's been in a small group event with me knows this.
I don't know.
They're like, you're so normal when you're with a ton of people, but when you get isolated, you're weird. I'm like, I know. I'm telling you guys.
You know what I'd do, right? I'd buy the alien crypto coin.
Oh, geez. See, that's the problem.
It would probably
all the stupid products that we're going to have. So, yeah, maybe it would impact my life in a negative way because we're going to have like alien-o cereal and all kinds of stuff. I don't know.
It's out of this world.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I like I said, I don't think it would be. No. Quick headline. So Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is traveling to D.C. to meet with POTUS for high stakes talks on tariffs. And at the heart of the discussion is the trade surplus that we have that they enjoy with Italy. So American exports to Italy totaled $32.4 billion. Imports surged to $76.4 billion. The Italian direct investment that reached about $3.8 billion, total investment stocked about $70.7 billion. Our investments in Italy contrasted at $1.3 billion. Just make it to where we can get the Italian wines, please, please, please. That's all I care about. So I think this Meloni and Trump are natural allies anyway. If you're familiar with Giorgia Meloni and her party Fratelli d'Italia, they're very, you know, she's very conservative. Conservative for Europe standards and like just conservative by American standards. She's very like faith, family, all of that, national sovereignty, things of that nature. She's had a hell of a time. Her and her coalition partner, Matteo Salvini, who's the deputy prime minister, he's with Lega. They've been battling to save their nation from the deluge of immigration, illegal immigration, and just boatloads of people showing up in Messina or wherever else and expecting to disembark without any kind of oversight. So previous governments in Italy until Meloni took over, and they've been fighting with the courts. They're making progress, but it is a brawl. And some people have been criticizing her. And a lot of this is German agitation because they're not entirely friends. A lot of it's German agitation. They've been trying to portray her as just dragging her feet and not getting it done when they've been like brawling every day, every single day, fighting the courts, fighting the press, fighting the socialists in their nation, the whole nine yards. They've made a lot of gains. But just to show you how unbelievably ridiculous it is, the double standard, if you are illegal or if you're illegal, I could have come over from like Algiers on a boat and entered in Italy and just went my own way. And the socialists over there, they're fine with it. I mean, obviously their conservative government isn't, and now things have changed. But up until that point, that was okay. But if you were coming in from like the United States, if you're coming in from Canada, anything outside the Schengen Agreement, and you're coming in, you have to have your passport on you at all times. You can't even get a hotel room unless you show them your passport. If you're moving there, you can't even buy a car. Like your first year, 3 years that you're there. You see the difference? Make it make sense. It's so asinine. So they're having these discussions about trade, and I am totally fine with that. I knew Italy was going to come to the table because they're natural allies. They've been working, you know, together. Both administrations are incredibly friendly with each other. And one of the reasons that Meloni is such a, and this is why this is such a high-vis visit, is she is the most conservative leader in Europe. The most. And she's the most conservative leader in the EU. Her presence and then the conservative faction in the parliament in the EU, they have been just blowing up. They've been, you know, attracting members and support, not only in their own respective nations, but also grabbing seats in the EU. They're dragging the EU back to at least a centrist point. So that's huge. That's significant. That's pretty major. So we're going to watch and see how all that plays out. You're going to have some of those Oval Office optics for that. A couple of other things to touch on and get into this. Where's that? Let me pull up a couple things. I had some culture issues I wanted to pull up. We talked about the Carmelo Anthony. The crowdfunding for him is pretty wild. People are mad at John Stamos. You guys remember Uncle Jesse from Full House? I grew up watching Uncle Jesse on Full House. He had like the most mullety of mullets I've ever seen in my life.
He did.
It was the hairband mullet. But he attended a benefit. So Mar-a-Lago, yes, it's like the you know, Trump's house, but it's also a club. And people can stay there and they can play golf there. And you can also hold events there. There are tons of different groups that hold events from all over the spectrum. You have centrist, you have rights. I mean, although now I'm pretty sure it's like center and right. Probably no lefties go there anymore, but they have all kinds of events there. So they had the Palm Beach Ray of Hope Gala. And they support nurses, etc. It's like a medical, you know, they support first responders, all that kind of stuff. And John Stamos attended a benefit there, right? It wasn't a benefit for the president. It wasn't a benefit that Republicans organized. It wasn't a benefit that the administration organized. It's a charity event that a charity decided, let's have it at Mar-a-Lago. They put it together. And it's a nonprofit. And John Stamos attended because he emceed the evening. And he was absolutely obliterated by the left for it, to the point where he felt like he had to see something on Instagram about it. He said, I accepted the invitation to emcee the Palm Beach Ray of Hope Gala, an evening dedicated to honoring and uplifting our frontline heroes. And he says it's a nonpartisan event. They support the Academy for Nursing and Health Occupations. It's a 501c3. They train like, you know, up to like 400 nurses every year. They look at the critical shortage of healthcare professionals in Palm Beach County. And he goes, I stand by the importance of this. They were trashing him for going. He was saying that it's not political. And then he ended, you know, my values and political views remained unchanged, etc. But the fact that it was just at Mar-a-Lago, it, like someone goes, quote, John Stamos just ruined his brand forever. I'm sure. Yeah. Some stupid rando with no life that's going to get mad over just shut up. John, you're not going to cancel Uncle Jesse. Pound all the sand on God's green earth. If you think that you're going to cancel Uncle Jesse. No, not happening. He just because he was at Mar-a-Lago, because a 501c3 decided to use that there's, I mean, yes, there are a lot of places in Palm Beach. There's not a lot of places in Palm Beach that are right there on the beach that have like beautiful grounds, enough, you know, to satisfy all the parking, etc. That's just insane. So yeah, they're like, oh, he's at Mar-a-Lago. And when the media first started writing about it, they made it like they downplayed the charitable organization that organized the event, and they made it sound like he was there at Trump's request or Trump's invitation. And the way that they put the way that I saw it reported on, it was like they intimated that he is was there for like some Trump event. And then someone said, well, can we get mad at the people who booked the fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago for supporting Trump instead of John Stamos? Why is using Mar-a-Lago as a venue supporting Trump? Can these people be any less zombie-like? Is it possible? Just asinine. But you're not canceling Uncle Jesse, because it's Uncle Jesse. A bunch of nobody rando losers who think they're going to go out and cancel Uncle Jesse. Clearly, you can tell I grew up with Full House, so not going to happen. There's just, people are just idiotic. We have Florida Man on the way. Oh, I got a couple good ones for you. Yeah, I got some really good. Oh, gosh. I got really good ones, including probably one of the most original names I've ever heard of in my life. We'll have to discuss that. Byrna-Gun, BYRNA, is the non-firearm firearm. And it's a great way to help diversify your defense array, your weapons array. And it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And there's no waiting period. There's no gun freeze. It doesn't care about gun free zone signs. It doesn't care about any of that stuff. And it's an effective deterrent because, like I said, you're able to still protect yourself. You know, I get it that I always carry, and I have no problem using lethal force. And I don't live in an area that tells me I can't carry, or has a bunch of buildings that tell me I can't go in and can't carry. But I do have friends who live in places like this, and this has been a godsend for them because they can still protect themselves. Of course, you know, it's still a high crime area. Really is these where they have the strongest gun laws, and this is where Byrna law comes into play. So they're able to defend themselves without violating any of those municipal restrictions. And like I said, no waiting period, no background check. They ship it right to your front door. The Byrna SD, that's the best-selling model. They have others, but that's the one everybody I know has been getting. And you can choose your color, your projectiles, accessories, everything. When you go through Byrna.com/Dana, you can get 10% off your purchase. BYRNA.com/Dana for 10% off.
Pastor Alan Jackson encourages Christians to get tough and fight.
The military had been turned into a social experiment. Apparently, they've been looting the coffers in Washington for a long time of hundreds of billions of dollars, Terminating the lives of our children. I mean, we all know the litany of things that are happening. It feels like it's going to take a determination from the people of faith if we're going to see this walked back to the place it needs to be for the sake of our children.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man, I am made of jokes about this one. So there was a man in Florida who was arrested after he attacked a Subway employee. And like the Subway sandwich shop employee. 45-year-old Edward Cocaine. What? That's his name. What? The name's Cocaine. What? Edward Cocaine.
Mr. and Mrs. Cocaine's son?
What? Mr. and Mrs. Cocaine. Merry Christmas from the Cocaines, oh. Right? Happy Thanksgiving white from Christmas. The Cocaines.
White Christmas.
It's a white Christmas of cocaine. 45 of Merritt Island. He was arrested on April 9th, in connection with an incident at a Subway. He faces two charges. I have no idea why I'm went into Matt Berry territory. Two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Also armed burglary of a structure, a first-degree felony, and some battery. So they said that Mr. Cocaine became aggressive. Sidebar. If I was him, I actually would go into the drug business. I would sell cocaine to people, and I would have a big satin jacket that said Mr. Cocaine, like Tiger King, on the back.
Living up to his name.
I'm just saying, you need to at that point. You've been doomed. An incident report stated that that cocaine became aggressive and brandished a knife at two Subway employees while his sandwich was being prepared. Now, how are you doing that to people making your sandwich? Like, I'm watching how much meat they're putting on, you know, like, I'm watching the shredded lettuce, the meat, you know, I don't want nobody skimping out on them pickles, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not fumbling around getting a knife out, gonna stay, you know? Anyway, he reportedly forced his way through a side door, going after another employee. He did later express remorse. The deputy who this almost sounds all made up. The deputy who innervated him is named Deputy Dial.
It's a TV episode.
Deputy Dial identified cocaine as a suspect, and cocaine later provided a full confession during an interview. Cocaine was booked into Brevard County Jail. So he pulled a knife. It's Fox 35 Orlando. Yeah, he pulled a knife on him. So he, I don't know why he did, and it was all caught on CCTV. He does have one of the chin beard things, gotta say. So I don't know. He made his appearance before the judge yesterday. So that's what happened. The cocaine family. All right, next. A Florida man hid a dead body inside a hotel room closet, and the next guest didn't notice.
No.
Oh, remind me about the subway, the corpse on the subway in New York. Florida deputies say that, okay, if you, this is my worst nightmare coming true, a dirty hotel room. Oh my gosh, Florida deputies say the housekeeping staff didn't notify law enforcement after they found bags filled with bloodied linens. And the guest who occupied the room when the dead body was still in it, they didn't know. They slept in the room and didn't know that there was a dead body in the closet. I don't know how quickly things get nasty, but how would you not know? Right? I know if there's a spider somewhere in the room. My senses tingle. I walk in and it's doo-doo-doo. Like, I immediately know what. Like, there is a bug that's going to kill me. I would immediately know if there's a dead body in there. Also, I look in everything. I open every door. I do not get my... I'm a wacko. But they said that the 33-year-old, apparently, the dude that ended up... He was like a 33-year-old dude, and apparently he had an escort, and she was the last person to see him, and I don't know.
It also means the cleaning crew didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean, how good is your cleaning crew if they don't notice the big corpse in the closet? What is up with people not noticing corpses? Because I have a story for headlines next hour that talks about there was a corpse on a subway train for hours and nobody noticed it except the weirdo who tried to get it on with it. Oh yeah, that's a real headline. Next hour, stay with us. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. And in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You also gave us a directive to prosecute the people who are going after Tesla to the fullest extent of the law. Some of the greatest police work I've seen. We've made 4 arrests. There will be no negotiations at your directive. They're all looking at 20 years in prison. And within the next 24 hours, you're going to be seeing another huge arrest on a Tesla dealership, President. And that person will be looking at least 20 years in prison with no negotiations.
That's great. That's great. That will stop it. Cold.
Terrorism.
Thanks, man. Doing a great job too. Thank you, man.
It's kind of weird. They're all sitting there going, "Yeah, we're all doing real well," and then just looking at each other. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour on the show, and you can also watch along Channel 347 DirecTV, Substack, Chapter and Verse, the newsletter, and then don't forget the chat that's at Rumble as well. That was a good cabinet meeting. I love they sit around the table and they're like, yeah, so we're doing this. We're breaking kneecaps and punching necks. And Trump's like, yeah, that's great. That's great. Anybody else got some necks to punch? Yeah, we punched a bunch of necks too and cracked some kneecaps. Excellent work. Good job. What about you? Yep. 3 necks punched, 4 sets of kneecaps. Excellent. High fives. That's the meeting. That's the meeting. That's how it's good. Speaking of the Tesla stuff. So in our town square this weekend, they're having another one of their little... They're going to bus in the bad boomers. That almost sounds like, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like a 1950s biker gang. The bad commie boomers, right? The BCBs. We're going to call them that. Bad commie boomers. Because the nice boomers get upset. They're so used to getting okay boomered that they get, we're not talking about you people. We're not talking, again, about the boomers that were the peaceful hippies that just, you know, wanted to walk around barefoot in the woods. It's gross, but whatever, you know, you do you. They weren't trying to bother nobody. You know, they were weaving stuff out of hemp. I don't know. Like, what did they do, Kane? They don't do nothing. They were just the little Snow White boomers, the ones who go and talk with nature and, you know, all that. And then you got these commie boomers that are like the Weatherman group and, you know, all of those folks. So they're going to bus in the BCBs, the bad commie boomers. They're going to bus them in. Weather Underground, that's right. What did I say, the Weather People? Same thing. Isn't that an 80s band? No, that was the ladies who sang It's Raining Men. Why did I think they were meteorologists? I have no idea. Anyway, it's Friday. Anyway, so they're going to be at the town square again on the nicest Saturday. It's like the second nice Saturday that we've had in months. So everybody's going to be out, right? And they're going to be out there clogging up the sidewalk, you know, out there yelling in their bad commie boomer voices and their mobility scooters and all this and be out there protesting. I think I'm just going to go and stand on the other side of the street with a sign and just be real chill. You know, we need some chill brought to it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a beautiful Saturday. You're in, you know, Texas. I mean, come on. What's there to be mad about? I feel bad for the Tesla people that have to work in there and... You know, they got these because it's not like, so the way our Tesla store is set up, it's the town when the town square was being developed, it looks like the 1950s Back to the Future Main Street. It does. I mean, it looks like that. That was the whole aesthetic that they were going for. You know, it can't be more than 2 stories. And it's like this, all the storefronts are, you know, all street front. You know, you have the cool part, all of it. And it's worked out really, 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 really well. And then you have like high-end stores like Apple. And then and wedged in between the bigger stores and the higher-end stores are small mom-and-pop shops, which is a brilliant way to just like keep the revenue, keep that pedestrian traffic going into these stores and adding to their revenue. It's all great. And the problem is when you get these annoying, you know, commies that get out there and they want to protest something like the Tesla. So the Tesla's in. It's not a dealership. They have some cars in the back, in like an alley, but it's not like a dealership. So when they're standing in front of they're not just standing in front of the Tesla. They're standing in front of the Apple store, right? They're standing in front of an Anthropology. They're standing in front of like a mom and pop shop, like a Texas local owned and Origin, a local shop, and they're clogging the sidewalk and yelling at everybody. One of my friends who was out there with her kids said that they had to cross over busy street. All these other people were crossing over to the other side of the sidewalk because she said that one person that drove by said, "We love Tesla." And one of the elderly bad commie boomers screamed, "Blank you," at them. In the middle of all the kids are out. They don't care about other people. This is just them. They just want to be jack wagons. It's all they want to be. So I think I might just like stand with a sign that just says Tesla is cool and just stand on the other side of the street. I haven't been to a protest in a very long time. The last time I was at a protest, I leapt off a stage and got in the face of someone, much to my husband's horror. But I made that person become my best friend because you can't hate me after you meet me. Only when you don't meet me in person. People are like, "We don't like her." But then I force you to like me when we meet in person. This is my charming personality. But I think I may do that, Kane. Just like Tesla's cool. You want to come stand with a sign? Yeah. I mean, it's so dumb. It's not persuading.
Is somebody
going to
take video?
I mean, I'm sure somebody would. I'm not going to go with a camera crew. I just want to stand and be like, "Tesla's cool." You know, just see what happens. See what happens, you know. That's all.
I think we know what'll probably happen.
No, because if they recognize me, then they definitely won't step up. But I mean, I'm not there to be a confrontational. I just think they make it look uncool anyway. Can I just explain to you the psychology of why the left gets protests so wrong? Because they look like dorks. Nobody else wants to look like a dork. Imagine I'm being really, really forthright. So bear with me. I'm not Dora the Explorer. Do not have me babysitting your kids with screen time. Okay. We have established this. But imagine like you're a Gen Z or a younger than Gen Z. What's coming up after them? Alpha? God help us. And you're walking down the sidewalk. You're going to the Apple store. There's tons of people. The Tesla's right across the street from the Apple store. And the Apple store is like bougie and glass and it's all new and, you know, sparkly and, you know, shiny. And you're a young person going, and you see these people protesting outside of Tesla. They're old commie boomers. There's like one broad in a mobility scooter. They're all bent over like cocktail shrimp, like on a glass, holding their signs, you know. And it's like Musk is a fascist and all this other stuff, giving everybody the finger. That looks cringe. It's the height of cringe. You're actually in those people's minds. This is how younger people look at it. They see that and they're like, "I don't want to be that. I don't want to be whatever those people are." And you are immediately convincing them to actually like Tesla because you make Tesla look cool. So I think just, you know, standing on a sign like, "I like Tesla," or something like completely benign. It's funny. It's funny, you know, like totally not at all confrontational. The new cool thing, and it's weird for somebody like me, is to be non-confrontational. That's the cool thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't be confrontational. We were in Wisconsin at some rally, and this was the Scott Walker recall, and someone had yelled at me. And I was talking about public sector unions and private sector unions. Somebody screamed at me. It was a big old dude in overalls. And I don't know what people thought. Like, you know, if they're like, if they think that because I'm a conservative or that I don't sell meth or something, that I, you know, didn't come from like a rural background. I mean, people are shocked when they learn about my origins. Like, I came from the dirt. And this fella had been hollering at me, and there was a lot of people there. He's had a big old booming voice, and I just about damn near had it. So I'm like, okay, put the mic down, and I just yeeted myself off the stage and went out to go talk to this dude. And my husband was talking to somebody backstage, and they're like, "Well, there went your wife." And he's like, "What now, woman?" And then I was already gone at that point. And I went up to him, and I think he was shocked. He ended up actually being a nice friend. At first, he was real aggressive. And I'm like, "How are you going to be doing me like that?" And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "You city folk." And I'm like, "City folk?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, bless your heart. You think that you're more rural than everyone else? Do you want to have a rural off? Because I promise you I'm going to win. Did you ever mix moonshine in the bathtub with your hands? Oh, you didn't? Oh, shut up." Sorry. When you were 12, I might add. Shut up. Just saying. You know, I'm like, have you ever been told to help your grandpa and hold something's little paws while he ripped the skin off of it? You know, I'm like, let's have this conversation. I lived like one of the Duke boys.
Right.
I had a family member that brought his motorcycle indoors when it got cold. Brought it in the trailer and took it apart behind the sofa so you couldn't see it when you came in. It was all behind the sofa. Just saying. So, and that's not, it was a smart thing. The man's making, you know, the most economic use of time and, you know, energy. I get it. So I'm just, you know, let's not do that. Anyway, we ended up talking and he ended up realizing that we're actually on the same page. And it shocked him. And everyone else there was like, all right, like his fellers, his other, and we ended up being friends. Like we ended up being real friends. And he was like, well, I might come down here for breakfast in the morning. There's a restaurant down here. And you know, if you want to, I think we actually did go to that. And they were there. There were a lot of people there. But yeah, we ended up being friends. That's the thing, you know, with the left, they love these like psychological divides and convincing people that ultimately would be on the same side that they're not, with like stupid little distractions. But long story short, you know, just stand out there with a sign. You know, I like Tesla. That seems real nice, right? That's not confrontational. And I feel bad for, like I said, the Tesla workers inside, because they got to look at these crazy people. And it's only for 1 hour. That's the other thing. They're literally only there from 11 to noon. 1 hour. And then at noon, they promptly go home. See, their passion for hating Elon Musk is limited to 1 hour.
That's all the budget allows.
I mean, we literally went on. I was in Ohio and we were at a protest and we ended up hiking to like a bridge somewhere that these Occupy Wall Streeters got in trouble for trying to blow up. I don't even remember. I don't like hiking. It's just glorified walking. It's aggressive walking. Just be like, we're going to go walk in the woods. Like, that's fine. I love being in nature. Love it. Not at night and not like going to the bathroom in nature, because we invented the toilet and running water and the house and electricity. And we don't pretend to be homeless. We're not trans homeless. So, yeah, and that was the most aggressive protest that I've ever been on. But that, long story short, I feel like an hour. You want to go for an hour tomorrow, Kane?
Sure, why not?
Just like, we like Teslas.
I'd like to find out what their hourly pay is.
Now, how much are you guys getting paid? We're going to see if your payment is better than our non-payment.
Right.
I because you know they're busting. And so this weekend, I think they're having more of the Tesla things. And they just look ridiculous. And I get it. They're trying to poison Musk and then use that as a way to indict the Trump administration in the court of public opinion. So, I don't know. 1 hour, though. 1 hour, I'm telling you. All right, we have a lot more on the way. We've got headlines coming. I have one headline that's really bad, and I've saved it for the third hour. So, warning on that one. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, I promised you a horrible, horrible headline. And here it is. It's bad. So, apparently they don't know about corpses on the subway. There was a dead dude. He was just chilling, like literally, on the subway for hours. And nobody noticed until on a video a necrophiliac who is now being, sought by NYPD for allegedly having sexual relations with the corpse on the R train around 11:45 Tuesday night. He left at the Whitehall Street subway station, and the man that he violated has been deceased. They think it was of natural causes. They got an image of a guy who apparently was doing you know, the thing, and they're looking for. It should be easy to find. This guy should be easy to find. But that's one of the craziest stories I think I've ever heard about. The other story is Gen Z coffee lovers have discovered a new way to combat the insane coffee prices with a new home trend. It's called making your coffee at home. Like life hack. You can make your coffee at home. They were upset over the high cost of coffee, and so they discovered that you can actually make it at home.
You can do that?
You can. What? And now they're saving money. It's called the home cafe trend. They make little coffee carts, and so they're acting like
a trend hack?
Yeah, it's a life hack. Also, a study was conducted by MIT, scientists from MIT. They compared two groups of people, and they discovered that money is more effective than psychotherapy. They gave one course for they gave one group 500, the other was given a course of therapy, and after a year, depression disappeared in the people who got money, and there was no noticeable changes in the participants who underwent psychotherapy. At the same time, the therapy was more expensive than the cash payments.
So money can buy you happiness.
Money can totally buy you happiness. I mean, but it's also the root of all evil. So, you know, actually greed is, but whatever. Selfishness and all that. We have a lot more on the way because I didn't even get into some of these other headlines. Stick with us.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Paul, we're back with Senator Bernie Sanders. I want to introduce Grace Thomas. She's a local civil rights attorney. She's a Democrat, right?
They, them pronouns, actually. Thank you.
Oh.
Good evening, Senator Sanders.
This is a CNN town hall. Bernie Sanders is participating in Anderson Cooper. He was just like, oh, well, she stands up and she looks like a chick, right? I mean, it's actually when you're standing on a set like that, it is really hard to see the audience, even when they ask people to stand up and all that. So you listen to their voice. You just kind of see a silhouette. If it looks like they have long hair, if it looks like, but she's a chick for sure. And the idea that, well, they, them pronouns, I would have, he can't because he's with CNN, but I would have said, shut up and sit down. You just made yourself irrelevant. It's they, them pronouns. B, you look like a broad, okay? We're calling you her, calling you she. This is, you know, it's just so goofy. But also, to be that delusional to do that in your own national television, it's they, them pronouns. Okay, well, that's grammatically wrong and scientifically wrong. Did you have a point? Because it makes me think that whatever comes out of your mouth next is going to be as stupid, if not more stupid, than what you just said. Not doing that. Not doing that. I've never had anybody correct my pronouns or correct whatever pronouns I use. Thankfully, that hasn't happened. But I just thought that was funny. That was an interesting case of like the old progressive versus new progressive. That you just saw, like Anderson Cooper, older, like not like in age, but like old school progressive versus the new. Like, wait, what? Yeah, it's they, them. How dare you not know that I'm like cosplaying in my mind as a man? How dare you not see the thing that I see in my head? Audio sent by 20, John Oliver, talking about this issue in Dudes. John Oliver called women defending girls' spaces. Well, listen to what he said about them.
Last year, for instance, Peyton McNabb,
tweeted a video of her confronting a trans woman with the caption, "A man using the girls' bathroom at Western Carolina University, unreal," which is really nasty. And for the record, ambushing strangers just minding their own business is not what girls' bathrooms are for. Girls' bathrooms are for gassing each other up, making best friends in 30 seconds, complimenting tops, tucking in tags, and zipping up dresses while one girl says, "OMG, that lipstick looks so good on you." The other says, 30% off at Sephora right now. And the first girl says, "Like now, now?" And she responds, "Yeah, I went yesterday." She says, "Oh, you're my hero."
I'll make him quieter in my ear. I can only handle so much of him. No, John, you're absolutely incorrect. And don't you mansplain to women about what women's bathrooms are for. This is so stupid. You have a guy sitting here trying to correct a woman about where she goes to the bathroom. I want to knock his glasses off his head. It's sexist. It's chauvinist. It's wrong. You don't get to lecture us about what goes on in our bathroom, right? Just stay in the slum hole from which you crawled out of. Nobody cares about your opinion here. And you're British. I really don't give a rat's ass about what a British guy has to say about American politics, much less about American women and our politics that affect us and not you. Really don't care. So it's to try to shame women, because of it. They are the ones being ambushed in women's spaces. It's not them. You're going to where they go. How are you saying that you're the one getting ambushed? That doesn't make any sense at all. But I feel like the pendulum is swinging the other way a little bit. No pun intended. It does seem that way. I want to play this soundbite too. I think the whole lefty MAGA thing is stupid. I think it's I don't know who this person is, but I think that's a niche that they are trying to figure out as a way to pierce through the talking head bumble. This was, you don't need to, some chick on CNN trying to be lefty MAGA and gets a big thing wrong. Listen, 18, sorry.
And the reason that I think that is this. I've been thinking a lot about the 10 million Americans who lost their homes in the 2008 financial crisis and how President Obama's first act in office was to give $700 billion to the banks that caused it, including $30 billion in bonuses to the crooks who organized it. And I'm thinking about how those very Americans saw a president pick Wall Street over Main Street, and what they saw this whole week was a president willing to go out there and fight for the forgotten men and women of this heartland and take on the entire.
I know that's like a great soundbite and all. I mean, and she workshopped it in her head, but apparently you didn't think hard enough because that happened in 2008 when George Bush was president and not Barack Obama. Barack Obama had not yet assumed office. So that cutie little thing falls all apart. I think lefty MAGA is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Because they're going to stab you in the back at some point. And they only agree that it's the positioning on which they're trying to stage an agreement doesn't hold, especially in the manner that I just highlighted. Right. And this, yeah, all of that started under that 2008. That was Bush that did this. Holy crap. I remember being in the street protesting it. I was protesting the whole too big to fail and all of that. That was Bush that did it. Think harder. So. A couple of other things to touch on as we roll towards. There's been a lot that's happened this week. A lot that happened. Where's the other? Forgive me. I'm like growing through because there's so much. Oh, real quick. Two things. First, the Crossfire Hurricane docs that were released by the FBI. The Federalist got the Russiagate binder. And I got to say, major kudos to the Federalists, because they didn't post any glamour shots all over Instagram or Facebook or X and then wait 2 days while they posted photos of themselves on social media. Wait 2 days before releasing any information. The Federalists just got it and blew the doors off of everything. They put everything online. You could go through, and there was actually stuff in there. It wasn't a bunch of redacted stuff. The Epstein thing was enough. There was nothing in there that was new. Yes, we know what is going to be in the Crossfire Hurricane documents, number one. But number two, it's nice to see that acknowledged in black and white like that, to shut up all the naysayers who said that we were all conspiracy theorists for claiming that all of this was happening. 700 pages of declassified Crossfire Hurricane documents. This is the way to do a binder. This is the way to drop a binder. They had it. And within a minute of posting the first tweet, because the the tweet that you posted on X, when you post something on X, if you have a link that goes outside of X, that post gets suppressed. So that's why you always see links in the second post or in the thread. So they posted it, and then a beat later, they had the second post, and they had all the links. It's all the PDFs that were online of these documents. 700-some-odd pages of it. And it's people are still, I mean, there's a lot to go through. But it revealed exactly the level of corruption that everybody was, that they were up against. Everything that we have ever said about the manner in which, like, the DNC and the federal government and et cetera, were working together to go after people like Michael Flynn and everybody else. And it's all up on Scribd. And it's, it shows, like, payments to Russia collusion informants. I mean, that's just like some of the stuff that they were showcasing. I know Just the News had another report where they showed that one FBI informant that was helping to push this Russian collusion debacle, he was paid $1.2 million and was, quote, motivated in part by monetary compensation. And even after he was told that the stuff that he was discussing and the things that he was saying about Mike Flynn and others were lies, he continued to push it, to the press and other government agencies. And the Stefan Halper, former FBI informant, Pentagon consultant, he, along with Chris Steele, they were the ones that were used by the DNC and Fusion GPS to build Crossfire Hurricane and to orchestrate the merchandising of the story through the press after they laundered the oppo through reporters. And they confirmed that Halper was the source of the craziest claims that were made. It came also, too, that the whole P-tape thing, that was totally Clinton. That was proven by the documents that it was a complete Clinton fabrication. You remember, Hillary Clinton is behind two of the most ridiculous. Hillary Clinton is the one who came up with the Obama birth certificate thing. Philip Berg, who was Hillary Clinton's attorney back when she was challenging him in 2008 for the future of the Democrat Party, Philip Berg was the one who introduced that. And it was like a full year before it was ever picked up on the right, including POTUS. And then second is, it's the DNC that was spreading the whole P-tape thing. Remember with that? The whole, that was the claim that, I don't want to get into the details. You can imagine that, like, with POTUS and a Russian hotel room, all this stuff, they made it up. So you had the DNC and Clinton working together hand in hand, making both of these things up. There's a lot of stuff in here. And it, like, for instance, there was a 2017 memo. This was a March 2017 memo that showed that Halper was, his account was, quote, not plausible and not accurate. And even after, and they were saying repeatedly, the memo said that it assesses Halper is, he's unsuitable, but he has a reliability, I guess, wasn't coming up with lies. And they still paid him. They came out with they determined that he is not a trustworthy informant, and yet they were still paying him. So that's just some of the stuff. And we kind of, like I said, we knew, it kind of confirmed what we knew anyway, but still. All right, KTLA, before we go, I got to share this story. How? It's funny. I can't leave with heavy stuff. So KTLA, about noon today, tweeted the N-word, plural, out of nowhere. They tweeted it, KTLA did. And everyone's like, what? I can't even show you the tweet. They're like, what is happening? You know, one word, lowercase, no punctuation, plural, that's the N-word. They tweeted it. And then, like, 30 minutes later, they deleted it. It took them that long. And then 2 hours after that, they go, quote, KTLA experienced a technical error while adding language filters to our social media accounts, resulting in an offensive word being accidentally shared. We are appalled and apologize that this occurred.
That's what happened?
Why would you have to have a language filter to stop people at KTLA from posting racist words? Right? Why would you have to have that? Why do you need that? why? Were they testing it? I don't know. I've heard of technical errors. Like, we had a technical error when the show first started out because we had something like that was happening with my little mixer board. That's a technical error. Tweeting a racial slur, that's not a technical error.
So they're saying their N-word generator got malfunctioned?
Yeah, it did. That's what happened. Yeah. And then there's more. So the people that were reposting it, they started blocking all of the people that were posting either the screenshot or saying that's some technical error. They were blocking all of them. So all over social media now, people are like, look, I just got blocked by KTLA. And they show the screenshot of KTLA blocked you. That is not helping. That is so bad. Oh my gosh. That's not how the filters work either.
Right.
The filters, I don't know. I think that somebody was like clowning around and did something. I don't know. I just don't know. They had to type out those words, those letters, make the word, and then they hit send. There's no other way to mess that up. So yeah, technical issue. I mean, that seems a little harsh. I'm just saying.
Our N-word generator malfunctioned.
It did. It just is broke. So they're it reminded me of that South Park scene when who is it? The dad. Can't think of his name.
Integrity.
Yeah, Integrity Weed Dad.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, he was on Jeopardy, or not Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and it said, people who annoy you, and it looked like it could have been a racial slur. It had all the other letters up. The second letter, though, was left blank, and you could go either way with that, and he said the wrong thing, and then the lady who was supposed to be Vanna White very sadly walks over, flips it, and it's an A. And then walks back because the question was people who annoy you. And that's what it was. It feels like that. KTLA, it feels like this. It's so bad. That's so bad.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. And don't forget, over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, all good things there. YouTube, Facebook, like and subscribe as well. And then we go, everything's going to be normal next week. All of our programming will be normal next week. So that'll be good. I have to share this one quick story with you. Do I have time or should I save it? I wanted to end on a feel good story because we had some weird stuff this week or today, particularly. I have a story. I'll dive into it deeper next week, but it's a woman who is mad at, she's mad at the government because she went and got her passport picture or her driver's license picture. After she got her driver's license picture, she had cosmetic surgery. And now she can't get through any security thing at all whatsoever because she doesn't look like her driver's license photo at all. And she's raising H-E double hockey sticks about it. And I'm like, well, why didn't you get your photo retaken? Right? Why didn't you do that? Like the SAVE Act with Democrats trying to scare women. Ladies, you're not going to be able to vote. That's so stupid. We'll talk more about that next week. All right, today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, it's cut 9, Juan. This is Rep. Jasmine Crockett. She's connecting dots, everybody. Listen to this.
That's all she can do.
Realm. So I am telling you that this is a failed thing, but we've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies. The reason you're not going to be able to afford your food is because of these failed immigration policies.
What?
And the same can go for the hospitality industry.
First of all, Trump's policies aren't failing in regards to immigration, but...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
What the hell is she talking about?
Yeah, that makes zero sense at all whatsoever.
Ooh, Jasmine.
Folks, make sure, again, Substack, Chapter and Verse. It was so good to see everybody out in Richmond, Virginia. So thanks to everybody who came out, WRVA, for hosting. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I'll be back with you on Monday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.